Thank you very much. This morning class was very wonderful. First time I heard detail about the Sridhar Kolivichar. So it was amazing to hear.
Speak clearly. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it again. Just speak clearly.
Okay.
He's a professor. He knows how to do it.
I'm a scientist.
Yes.
Little bit nervous because I was not thinking that I will be the first. So this year, Geetanagari retreat, during the September, it was amazing experience for me because I was hankering for the improved the quality of japa. I never had any taste for the japa. So afterwards, after coming from the Geetanagari retreat, my quality of japa has improved a lot. And just I'm comparing by degree, but I have to go too far. But still I'm thinking where was the initial step and afterwards where I am now. So I'm very much satisfied and thank you so much, Maharaj. And I was able to attend your japa retreat in Chicago almost, I think four years continuously attended. So that was just going by level, and step by step. And then Geetanagari retreat was just like a boom. So I don't know how it happens. No idea, just only your mercy. So thank you so much for arranging this kind of seminar and retreats. Initially I had noticed nothing. But now I am understanding the value. And sometimes I am thinking why I have wasted so much time. But whenever I woke up, that is a good time. Still, I am not the good disciple, but trying to follow. I am going to say a good time with Maharaj. Maharaj, he visited to Purdue University, and program was supposed to start at 6:30, and Maharaj drove from Urbana-Champaign to Purdue University. Urbana-Champaign timing is Chicago timing, and Purdue University timing is Eastern timing. So Maharaj came with one devotee from Urbana-Champaign, Abhay Charan Prabhu. And Abhay Charan Prabhu, he doesn't share anything.
He doesn't say what?
He doesn't say anything, just his, yeah, what happens, how he came late, nothing. And Maharaj, he came, and Maharaj was thinking he's on the time. And then next day morning, and I told to Maharaj that Mangala Arati time, then Maharaj asked me, what is the time? What time do you do the Mangala Arati? He knows that 6:30 is the Mangala Arati time, but he was looking his watch, 5:30. So he was asking me why you are doing early. And I'm saying, no Maharaj, we are on the time and now it is late. I think that time it was 5-6 minutes late. So sorry, we are doing the late. And Maharaj, he's not thinking. He's thinking why you are doing so early. And then Maharaj, he has to do some phone call and he's still... He stopped and he came, I will be there downstairs. And then he came again and he was asking the same question. I don't know what to do. And just I was saying that Maharaj, this is the, we are doing on the time. And then Maharaj, he looked the watch. And then that time it was showing 6:45. Then Maharaj realized and then he told him, sorry for that. It means yesterday program was also almost an hour late. So sorry for that. So it was amazing to know that quality of humbleness of the Maharaj. So Maharaj doesn't have to say anything for that. but it made me to learn how to become the humble. Thank you.
Boy, you need to learn how to become humble. This man is really needs a humble lesson. Anybody that knows him is just the opposite. He's so humble it makes you embarrassed. He's so humble. Hare Krishna. Now I'm making him embarrassed.
So I just want to get my story in before my son arrives, because it's about my son. And not all of you know my son, but my son is an eccentric devotee. He's a little unusual. And Maharaj has always made a point, coming to our home, of always bringing him some burfi, some prasadam. And when we were in Vrindavan in 2011, Maharaj even called him from the back of the room. He said, "Manu, there's prasadam." So he's been just his whole life cultivating this sweet relationship. sweet relationship. So, and then I remember we were in a program at Palasa Mundari's home. And Manu doesn't exactly follow all the hard and fast rules of devotional life. Maharaj came down, and Manu paid full dandavats in the door. Actually, we were doing something else, and I said, "Maharaj is coming." And he said, "Maharaj is coming." And he paid full obeisance.
First time.
I'd never seen him do anything like that. And he just hopped right up like it was nothing. And even when we were in Mayapur, Maharaj saw us and asked, "How are the children and, you know, how are they handling everything?" But Maharaj has never had a... Maharaj will correct my children, but never had this expectation, "Oh, they must be like all the other children." Because they won't be. So anyway, I just really appreciate that. That Maharaj knows that it takes time to build a relationship, and he's willing to take the time. And, yeah. So, who's next? I'm coming closer with the microphone.
Mother, you really caught me after. It's like several years back, once Sachkumar Prabhu engaged me in serving Guru Maharaj Prasadam at Gita Nagari. Maharaj was at Institute House, and so one devotee dropped me there. I went there, I cleaned Maharaj's plate, cups and everything, and then I took it from the hot pack, all the prasadam arranged, and then went and served Guru Maharaj. It was very hot that day. And I was waiting in the kitchen, and then I couldn't withstand that anxiety. What if Maharaj wants something more, or what if he needs me there? So I kept on going there and coming back, like very restless. And then finally I decided. And each time I go, Guru Maharaj, sometimes he looks at me and he smiled. And then he looked at me once. And then once he ignored me, so I still didn't. I didn't get the message. And then, see, the Indian upbringing is like when I'm serving, like I should be really attentive. But what I learned from that day is like, Guru Maharaj is really merciful, and if he wants me, he'll call me. And then so I decided, and I came back and I started chanting. And Guru Maharaj finished his dinner, he brought the plate, and gave it Krishna. So all the time I was going there and coming, and then when he finished, I was not there. And then Maharaj, I was chanting, and Maharaj looked and like this and smiled at me and went. And after some time, Guru Maharaj was trying to go out the door. So when he came, I got up in. So Guru Maharaj told like, is it okay if I go out and do I have your permission like that? Then I understood what Guru Maharaj meant. And then one experience from Jagannath Puri I want to share. Like it was recent Jagannath Puri's yatra. I think we were going to Gambira. So we started from the hotel in the procession, like Prabhupada picture was being taken first, and then Guru Maharaj and other devotees, and then there was Uddhava Prabhu was shooting video. I was carrying Guru Maharaj seating, and it was a little heavy, so I was using both hands on my shoulder. We were going, and as soon as we just covered a little distance on the grand road, like it was in the morning, and you know, in India for little cold they put the fire in the morning, just when they'll be taking the heat from there. Suddenly one person, like what I can say is he is not sane, but suddenly he just rushed like this in front of the crowd and started coming to Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj was behind us, and something, the sun bounced off his hand. I don't know whether he was holding something, I didn't see a way. So I didn't know how to react, so I just and then that person ran away. So when I turned, Guru Maharaj was not behind me. He was after that person, thinking like he's going to harm somebody in the group. So Maharaj was after him. So, and he saw that he's gone completely away, and then Maharaj returned to him. I was thinking like, he's always thinking about the devotees. So that was a really, really amazing experience. And I was meditating on that for a long time, and he was not concerned about him, but just like when that person passed away, and there were a lot of Matajis also behind, so Maharaj went after him and that person ran away. So that was one experience I had. Yes, Mataji. Thank you.
Hi, Krishna. So this is not a story, it's a confession. Uh-oh. One time, Maharaj, you gave me a pair of your socks, and I was living in the ashram, and you said, I'm giving these to you, but you need to wear them. I never wore them.
Hearing over that.
I told her I didn't want to do this because I have too many and I can't choose one. Alright, so I'll do three short japa stories. One, similar to the story that was just told. Many years ago, every morning, at least when it was warm enough, you would chant japa across the street from the temple, from Radha Govinda Mandir, with Urugaya back and forth. And on the side of the sidewalk right in front of the temple, Gandiva and Prema Bhakti Marg and I were also pacing the sidewalk chanting. And there was one morning, I think we were at the other end where, what is that, Hoyt?
Yeah.
And you two were closer to the Nevins Street end, but where we were, a car slammed on its brakes. And we noticed, and we all appreciated, that you whirled around really quickly to check if we were okay, because it was close to us. So, and up until that point, it was, you know, everyone was in their own zone, but we saw that you're attentive to our well-being. And then another time when I was living in the temple, and I had a flu, and somehow in the course of whatever my secretarial service was, some exchange on the phone, I had, I guess, expressed my difficulty of chanting my rounds, which still, if I'm sick, I'm pretty weak about. But you had said, well, I have rounds to chant too. And it was the middle of the afternoon, you said, to meet you in the temple room. And you just came to the temple room and chanted japa with me so that I would finish my rounds. And the last one was in Mayapur, on the veranda outside your room, one morning chanting japa, also with Urugaya there. And all of a sudden, Urugaya started coughing and not able to stop. And he just disappeared into your room and came out with a cough drop for him. And he said, oh, it's okay, Maharaj, I just swallowed a mosquito. And then you said, well, in that case, and you went back in the room and you came out with a gallon jug of water instead. So I felt that all those demonstrate the care that, you know, we're chanting to be in a mood of service, and consistently in chanting, you're exhibiting the mood of service.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. During this Mayapur Yatra, I noticed how thoughtful and caring you are. One time at Advaita Acharya's home, we were doing a kirtan, and I was given a big pair of kartals, and I did not know what to do with it because I cannot play kartals. So I immediately passed it on to my daughter Sunetra, and she was playing it. And a couple of minutes later, Maharaj caught my attention and said, he gave his kartal to me and said, give it to your daughter. And then he took that bigger kartal and he was playing throughout that kirtan with that bigger kartals. It's not only like the thoughtfulness, but it's like, I am just using this, so I cannot give it to it. It was not that mode. It was more like that person needs it more so they can use it. So I was like very amazed and inspired by that thoughtful act. And next time, like, one, I was mopping the floor and Maharaj pointed out and said, instead of dragging it, push it. I was totally in the la-la land, I think, and he said, my pushing it was not working, Maharaj, and Maharaj just put up his hand like that, and I was like, what did I do right now? Like, I was like ready to run away and hide somewhere else, but I just like, then from that point onwards, I just said, okay, whatever Maharaj says, I will just follow it without even questioning it. Mm. That was a very learning experience for me, but, and I thank being in that holy dham, to be in that mood, a receptive mood. So that was really, but Maharaj's kindness and compassion even at that time and even after that was really something to be experienced. Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
apology, my voice has gone down today due to some little fever I have from past few days. But I don't want to miss this opportunity in speaking out, specifically as after Sabiha Mataji said, probably this will be the very important one for me as I got initiated this year. I want to go back in 2009 when I joined ISKCON. I went for the very first time to Gita Nagari. I never saw the that kind of a crowd or for a class. I was never into any religious seminars kind of as well. So I attended, that was the very first lecture from Maharaj, and I had several queries. It was a summer afternoon, you know how it is in Gita Nagari. And I was the one asking several questions to Maharaj. It is as if like all questioning, like an atheist. But Maharaj gave very compassionately all the answers. My son was sleeping on my lap. But after that, other senior devotee took me out, and he took like 2 hours for me to explain after the class as well. That was really wonderful. And as a follow-up, again, later in New Vrindavan, I saw Maharaj. This was the same year for the Festival of Inspiration. I was much impressed by Maharaj, like the way he was giving presentations in the Festival of Inspiration, if anyone has attended those in 2009-10. So it was one which dragged me towards Maharaj. And the in 2010, one other wonderful thing happened. Like when I approached Maharaj that I want to take shelter, it meant that I wanted to have more information from Maharaj. And Maharaj got it immediately. I don't know how. He sent out all the details, what I have to know. And he asked me my details. And suddenly, over the end of the year, last year, during this Northeast Festival, he gave me the opportunity for service. And that's when I attended the same festival last year. That was the very first time. I did my service as I do in my ISKCON Central Angel. And I felt in a different world, and I had very close association with Maharaj as well during the time for those 3 days, where I learned a lot during those 3 days. And later, again for the Gita Nagari retreat, when I went, Venugopal Prabhu, who was getting initiated, I didn't even know he was getting initiated. I said, "Oh, what it takes for initiation?" I asked him, and he said, "No, you should let Maharaj know that you are interested for initiation." And I don't know, once I requested Maharaj, and the same day several questions happened back and forth, and Maharaj showed mercy on me the very next day. So this is the very wonderful thing which happened in my life. Since then, I can say that I'm looking for the perfection, which Maharaj is there already. But I hope continuous mercy from Maharaj as well to go forward in my life in the spiritual world. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. I don't have much to say this year, and mainly because I have been missing out a lot as regards associating Maharaj within recent time. So I have a lot of catching up to do. And I was thinking what to say. I was somewhat fortunate to get a ride with Maharaj this morning from Brooklyn to here in his car. And while I was doing japa, Maharaj, at that time he was directing Vitiko how to get here, what stunt to make and so forth. So Maharaj said, "Upanana, now is time for japa, not for singing." I was wondering how. I know many times whenever I tried Maharaj, I would be singing. So I was kind of puzzled. Do I chant like I'm singing? Or maybe Maharaj Tata was singing? So I didn't know. So I started to stop chanting in that, you know, soft, I don't know, maybe sound like singing voice. So that's what I got to say. So I don't know, I was a bit confused whether I was Maharaj Tata was singing or my chanting was sound like singing. Anyway, the special worship of Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I just wanted to say, to tell just a brief story. I attended the Gitanagari retreat this year, and I have only been chanting, I think now, for about 7 months. And I had only been chanting and introduced to ISKCON and aspiring to Krishna consciousness for a very short period of time when I went. And I was deeply touched by the fact that Maharaj knew that I was coming, that he was very concerned for my well-being, and that he also, despite the fact that he was taking care of surrendered souls around the world, that he would know that I was coming and would have such deep concern about my well-being, coming to a place that I had never been, and not knowing anyone there. So this was a very special mercy that was shown to me by Maharaj before I even arrived at Gitanagari. The second thing that I wanted to just mention is that when I was there, Maharaj was speaking about purification and about the Sri Shikshastakam prayer, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. And he was talking about the purifying power of the holy names. And one of the things that he said was, the holy names, stronger than dirt. And I think I learned in that moment what was meant by using everything in the Lord's service, in Krishna's service, even popular culture. And this has certainly stayed with me. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for that. I actually remember the laundry detergent commercial, Stronger Than Dirt. I think it was in the 1960s. And I knew when I heard that, that this was indeed a very, very special form of mercy. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to share two anecdotes from Maharaj's last visit to Boston. So this time Maharaj mercifully stayed in our home. I somehow was that day, although it was a weekday, I was going late to the office, and I was upstairs in my bedroom, and all of a sudden I heard something going on in the kitchen. So I rushed to the kitchen to see
who the burglar was.
Then I saw that Maharaj was in the kitchen and he was boiling ginger water and some medicine for himself. So then I said, Maharaj, I can do it. Maharaj said, I can too. So that was a wonderful lesson for me. That Maharaj does not need our services, but actually we need to engage in those services for our purification. So that was the message I got from that experience. In that visit, we had a couple of university programs. So in one program, I usually have one student there to help take Maharaj to the venue and while I'm parking the car. So we usually carry like prasadam, harmonium, different things. So Maharaj came out of the car like as he does like everything very swiftly, and that student who was there, he was like also kind of bewildered state, not knowing what to do next, because Maharaj is ready to go ahead next, and he was not sure what to do. And while he was unsure, I was passing him certain things to hold. While I was passing him, Maharaj was ready to pick something for himself to hold. I told Maharaj, please, I'll bring, like, after I park the car. So Maharaj showed his humility. Like, when it comes to service, he does not see what is menial service, what is what. And then, after the program, when we returned back home, because I was with Maharaj, there was no one else, there were a lot of stuffs to carry, and while I was carrying back, Maharaj himself carried the harmonium on his shoulder back to home. So I didn't know what to say, but it was just a wonderful lesson for me to learn that we should not see like what service is low or high, but we should see what need is there and try to attend to it. And it was just inconceivable for me to see Maharaj's humility from so close quarters. I think that's all I would like to share.
Hare Krishna, I'm always so amazed how Guru Maharaj is always concerned with little details, you know, things, nothing escapes him. One time he had given me this diorama of the changing bodies to repair, and I repaired some of the figures, had lost their arms and legs and stuff like that. I repaired the diorama, and then the diorama needed to be painted. So I'm not so good at painting. I had asked my daughter, who was a teenager, if she could help me painting these figures. So,
but an art student.
Yes, she is an art student. And then, you know, she dressed, the changing bodies are, I don't know if you're familiar with that figure, it's a display of somebody from birth to old age. So my daughter painted each figure with different colors, you know. There was a man with a red jacket and patent leather shoes, and, you know, really jazzed up kind of figures. And then, you know, I was so happy. I said, oh, Guru Maharaj, look at this. Then Guru Maharaj said, New York! So a couple of weeks later, Guru Maharaj, I went to his office to see him, and he gave me this little picture of the changing bodies, and then I could see they're in shades of blue, all of them. He says, they need to be repainted, he said. And then another time, this is another story, this was when I first started coming to the temple. I had bought some books. You know, I was sitting along this table with all devotees and parents of devotees, and they had prasadam on the table. I didn't want my books to get, you know, messed up with prasadam. So I didn't know what to do. I was very new, so I just put them under my chair, you know. So Guru Maharaj was like just 2 steps beyond, and he called me over. He was telling me something else, and then he pointed to the books, and he said, are those your books? And I said, yes, Guru Maharaj. And He didn't say anything. He didn't, you know, say you shouldn't put books on the floor. He didn't say anything, you know. But at that time, I became aware that, you know, there's something behind everything that Guru Maharaj questions, and I learned from that. So throughout the years, I have noticed that. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for all your questions.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. I just remembered this while I was hearing this morning's lecture where Maharaj was sharing Prabhupada's story of a devotee walking out in a hurry without footwear and what ensued. So this happened sometime last year in winter months. Maharaj was here for Sunday feast to give the lecture, and after some time he was ready to leave. So when Maharaj was ready to leave, I had everything ready. I thought I had everything figured out in terms of taking bags and have the car come on time there. But then I forgot my footwear, and it's a Sunday feast crowd, and I didn't know how to find my footwear in that. So I thought I just stepped out, and I thought there I was standing. It was snow everywhere, and it was very cold. But then I felt, maybe it's because of the circumstance. I didn't feel that cold. All this was going on in my head, and Maharaj was ready to get onto the car on the other side, then he noticed, he said, no shoes, I was not sure, but yes, Maharaj, then we had a temple cat right next to me, and he said, even the cat does not have shoes. And that was a nice instruction for me, not to let it go to my head, be practical. I just remembered that from this morning. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Last year I didn't take a chance and I did not speak, so I was feeling a little bad. And I reached to Maharaj and I said, Maharaj, when everyone was saying things about you and there were so many things coming to my mind and I didn't say anything. And he said, you know what? I was also thinking and I had so many things coming to my mind also about you. So it's been like this. I mean, not everyone here know that we've known Maharaj for almost 20 years. In 1991, around that, when we both were students, my husband and myself. We used to be in Maine and Maharaj would visit us there and we were so fortunate. And over the years, I mean, I know my biological parents and my father-in-law and all that. But apart from that, he was the father figure in our life. So over the years, he has shown love and so much caring. If I start, we were insignificant, and just think of him having so many disciples. He always had such a nice relationship with us. Amazing. I mean, just for examples, we would go to Rath Yatras and he would drive. I mean, we went to Gita Nagari and I reached there. And I think 6 months before that, I'd met Maharaj, and that time I told him that he asked me, "What are you doing these days?" And I said, "Maharaj, one fundraising thing is coming up and I'm going to help." So he drove to Gita Nagari, and that is, I think, now 10 years back this had happened. And he said that, "You know what, when I was driving here, I was thinking whom I'd see, and I thought of you." So that just touched me. And the second thing he said that, so how did it go? I said, "What?" "That fundraiser you were working on." So that was so nice. I mean, just touched me. And all these years I've seen him inspiring us and being patient, because we were struggling. We would make some choices in our life. We met Maharaj in Chicago. We were to go to Albuquerque. I mean, Arvind was taking his postdoc and he had a job offer in Chicago. Maharaj said, "Stay in Chicago." I mean, he always saw the opportunity where we could have spiritually advanced, and we somehow missed it. But then he was patient all this while. And when we were chanting only one round a day, kind of, and we stuck for that for years. And every time Maharaj would meet us and he would encourage, but he was not angry. He was not, coming after us for anything. Very quietly, very lovingly, he would just make us be in the right path. So it was one of the things I'd looked to see you and get inspired. And since then, I mean, once we initiated, we've been in his shelter. Although, I mean, we may not communicate, but then we have mentor working with us. And all of this while, I mean, we see his presence in our life. And I think just now Mataji was saying that how caring he was. It just brought me to that. My first visit to Gita Nagari is 1995. Maharaj had called us and we spent 3 days. Same thing was going in my mind too. So it was very loving. And till now, I mean, it's just that we are blessed. That's what I feel. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I remember one of very significant incidents in Mayapur Yatra. It was a difficult decision for me to decide whether to come for the Yatra or not, having a small child, and whether I'll be able to listen anything or not. But still I thought it's good for the child and for me both to be present and take impressions from the Yatra. So one very significant impression was right in Katwa, during the breakfast time. There's so much commotion going on. We were even not sure whether to have prasadam there or not. And so and the place we had to go back, we didn't know where the buses were parked. So in between all of that commotion, I was coming out with my daughter Radha, and Maharaj was coming back after having his prasadam, and he stopped and he asked Radha, did you have any prasadam? And obviously she did not respond, so I responded, yes Maharaj, something she had. And so Mara said, yes, I can see something sticking on her nose. So Mara took his own chadar and wiped off her nose. And then I realized that how attentive Guru Maharaj is to each and every one.
And nose.
So because of your presence, Maharaj, like we get carry so many impressions of that growing relationship with you and with Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. It just becomes memorable experience year after year. Thank you so much.
This is a very little story, but it's very important and very valuable for me. We had a program last month in our house. Maharaj was about to come and Kirtan started, all the arrangements were done. I was just doing something in the kitchen. I was actually expecting Maharaj to come from the front door. But Maharaj came from the kitchen door, and I didn't know, like he just stood next to me, like our kitchen was small. He came from the door and stood there and said, I looked at Maharaj and he said, surprise. I was really happy to see Maharaj. He makes things very simple and very pleasant actually. So I was so happy to have Maharaj, and he took bath in our house. I was so happy. I felt like our house is really purified and now. So thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I know many of you are disciples of Maharaj and have been associating with Maharaj, and probably most of you are from bigger cities, New York, Washington, D.C. and all. I lived in Detroit for 12 years, and when I came to Krishna consciousness about 8-9 years ago, there was no sannyasi visiting. None. We were like orphans in Detroit, but the only father who came was Maharaj. He was the only one. Every 6 months came, nurtured all of us, whether we made it on time, we were half hour late, 1 hour late, if it was even one devotee, two devotees, he would still come. And I know some of the devotees are from Detroit, moved to bigger cities, but what he has given us is amazing. It's really, really amazing. And every visit he makes, there's one day and just one session only for kids. So not only a spiritual father, but like a spiritual grandfather, you know. And I know most of you are his disciples, but for me, he's my Siksha Guru, he's my spiritual uncle. So I have a very sweet relationship. Like he always helped me directly certain times, and sometimes through his disciples, like Jagdananda Prabhu, Premtarangini Mataji, and Krishna Leela Mataji, who have guided me and nurtured me. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for all these years of guidance that you've given us and all the devotees in Detroit. Just
Hare Krishna Maharaj, and my God brother and dear relative. I was just, whatever I shared, that I shared my personal things, but it will be incomplete if I will not share about the how Maharaj he is having caring in nature. When we move to Texas, that time we have to drive Dallas to go to the Dallas to have the darshan of Radha Kala Chanji. So we have to drive 7 hours. When Maharaj he heard we have to, there was no temple in Odessa. So Maharaj he was very merciful, and Jagdanand Prabhu, when he told to Maharaj, then Maharaj was agree immediately, it will be good if they can have the deities at home. So thank you so much. And also when I was moving to Texas, that time Maharaj asked, oh, you are going there, but what about your children? How they will have association? Because that time we were in Milwaukee and Chicago, so Chicago community is very sweet community, and Maharaj is that vision. That time I was not able to see how is Maharaj's vision, but now I can see that how Maharaj is merciful, and his vision is very high level. It is very hard to reach being at a material platform. So somehow that Maharaj's mercy came, so wherever we are going, we are trying to create some communities for the children, so that all those things is possible because of the Maharaj's mercy. And this year during New York Rath Yatra time, I received a phone call from Atmanivedan Prabhu that he just asked what you are going to do, because Maharaj he talked to Atmanivedan and he told that you talk to Ramananda. And because I'm learning book distribution from Atmanivedan Prabhu, so Maharaj he mentioned to him there is a booth and he can, but first asked him that how his family is going to do children, because that was for us, it was the first Rath Yatra. So first let him give the priority to the children. And if children are comfortable and his wife is comfortable, and then after that, if he is comfortable, then he can do the some one table book distribution. So see the how Maharaj is thinking, not thinking about the, oh, just go for the book distribution, thinking about the whole family, not the whole family, children also, how they are going to engage, how their situation will be there. And after that, when Atmanivedan he explained to me this situation, then I talked to my wife, and then afterwards we decided no, it is good. So this is the Maharaja's vision, being as a spiritual master, our well-wishers and father, supreme father. So it, but on material platform it is very hard to come that kind of vision. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj, for allowing us to share stories. One more?
Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. Guru Maharaj, actually, starting when we were new, like we know something about Prabhupada books. Like I know a little bit before, but when I was very new, like you have you have visited our home by mercy of Prem Tring Mataji and Sachmai Prabhu. And my husband's friends, our friends have come and you're very happy with the visit and you mailed us if I can be of any service, in helping, in assisting you in your spiritual life. So we were very happy. I was very happy. So somehow, whenever you come, we used to have programs in our home, and it was like very inspiring for me, conducting programs like that. And you gave us so much of mercy, even though we are very new, even though you have other disciples, Bahir Prabhu's home you used to stay, and once Bahir Prabhu told that, I asked Maharaj that, you can give a program here, Maharaj, then no, I want to go to that home and do the program, so you it was so nice. Somehow I used to ask you, Maharaj, please come again and again. Out of my immaturity, somehow I was feeling more enthusiastic in your presence. Then you said, okay, I'll come and stay in your home. I'm coming in December, so please, you can arrange for my stay, something like that you said. It was really, I was very, I didn't know what to say, but actually it was really nice opportunity for me to, it was very nice for me. So you stayed in our home, and it was somehow by Krishna's mercy and your mercy, you have come into our life and you have been, giving us this mercy of yours and waiting for us to surrender to you and take a step closer to Krishna. So every time, afterwards I went through so many things because of my health, but I can feel, I'm in Krishna consciousness only because of your presence in my life, that you have given me so much of shelter and so much of protection, along with to my children and myself personally, and that has kept me going, and that has kept me in connection with you and Krishna. So thank you very much, Guru Maharaj, for your mercy.